Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. Thanks for tuning in. Just letting you know, our Twitter comp has closed. I'll announce the winner a little later on in the show, but don't let that stop you from jumping on Twitter and following Crypto Made Easy too. Love the support, and the winner, as I said, we'll tell you a bit later on in the show, and I'll actually put it on Twitter as well. So this episode, it's going to be a two-part sort of episode. Firstly, I want to discuss under-the-radar projects, how to find them, what they look like, why you want to find them, examples of what these under-the-radar projects are. And also, on the 26th of Feb, this, you know, a couple of days away, Local CoinSwap having their hard launch. So I want to talk about the peer-to-peer exchange that is Local CoinSwap and have a bit of a chat about that too. But just before I do, I am not a financial advisor. Any financial or investment information provided on this show is not financial or investment advice. Please do your own research. Also a reminder, any project I mention is here on its merits. There is no paid shilling on this show. So, under the radar projects. What would I class as under the radar? It's not normally a project with a in-your-face sort of marketing campaign from day one or anything like that. It's projects with sort of low circulating coins or low total amount circulating coins. I'll explain why as we go further into the show. Generally a small team dedicated to the project and not dedicated to FOMO and shilling. You may also find the projects the first of its kind in its idea or its problem-solving space. People sitting back observing, so to speak, to see how, you know, how it goes and what happens. How to find under-the-radar projects? Well, as a rule, like I said, it's not going to have your in-your-face paid advertising. More likely a few independent tutorials or articles on Medium or Reddit or the odd tweet, you know, maybe it's mentioned by someone you know or even on, you know, in a Telegram chat, etc. Your best tool is research in general. I've found so many projects that I never knew existed by researching other projects. Hope that makes sense. If you're hearing about a project because of enormous airdrops or every second person's pushing a referral code at you and every crypto-related page has the ad for this project on it, it's fair to say it's on the radar. That's not to say it's not still a good project or not a good investment, you know, either. Why should under-the-radar projects interest you? Well, these things should be of interest. And that's a project that has low number of coins, a dedicated team with an achievable project in mind. Some of these coins might offer a return on investment or dividend payment, good to look out for. Also a good way for the token to keep its value. You're going to find these types of projects are going to eventually become known. The token price will steadily increase, less likely to be a pump and dump because the lower circulating coins people want to hold. Yes, look, a 1 cent coin that goes to a dollar can be awesome, but hit and miss, very unlikely. So if you like, these are more of a hold coin, medium to long, you know, 1 to 3 year sort of thing. That's my strategy now. I started day trading a few years back with limited success, but time's not something I have in abundance anymore, so I decide to look for the really solid projects and under-the-radar projects and invest in those and go the long hold. Now, I just want to let you know why a lack of media attention isn't a bad thing in the early days of a project. To me, it can show that a team is working hard at delivering the product, following the roadmaps. It's time and money well spent. A lot of projects focus on mass media, FOMO, paid shilling to keep the coin value high, with less focus on the product. This can be done to maybe take attention away from the fact that not a lot of development's actually taking place. I know, that's a terrible thing to say. In theory, the coin that focused on delivering the top shelf product has gained in value through smart investors finding it. The marketing added to that makes for a better place to invest, in my opinion. So I'm going to mention a few projects that I think are examples of coins that one point or another were under the radar. That doesn't mean they are now. I've given this a bit of thought, and I have to say the number one under the radar coin has to be Bitcoin. I think it's obvious why. Yeah, take a quick think about that, and it's definitely the most under the radar coin in its beginning. So another project like Power Ledger through its ICO stage, definitely under the radar. Solid project, very well known now. Another one is Apollo Currency, and still somewhat under the radar and worth a look. A fairly well-known project now is Basic Attention Token, or BAT. Wasn't always as mainstream, so it was, an under-the-radar coin for quite a while there. NEO is one that went under the radar for a while before huge gains in 2017, and I would still say undervalued currently. Not under the radar, but undervalued. Now, there are heaps more I've left out. If you have any favourite under-the-radar coins you want to tell us about, do it on Telegram. Yep, that's right, Telegram. Crypto Made Easy now has Telegram chat channel. So you can find it on Telegram. It's t.me/CryptoMadeEasy2. So t.me/CryptoMadeEasy2. So come and say hi on Telegram. Chat about anything crypto. Chat about the podcast, ideas, suggestions, feedback, anything you like. Love to have, you know, a chat with some listeners. It'd be great. Right, that brings me to the second part of the episode. So, as I've mentioned, I am an ambassador for a project called Local Coin Swap. I believe this ties in fairly well with the start of the show being under the radar projects. I actually found Local Coin Swap at the start of the ICO. Did my usual research and found something that, in fact, it changed my life. I know that sounds drastic, but it's true. I want to tell you about LCS because on the 26th, which is only a few days away, of February 2019, is the hard launch of Local Coin Swap peer-to-peer exchange. Oh, just another exchange, I hear you all say. Another one. Well, let me tell you why this one's different and why I love this project so much. Local Coin Swap is the world's most inclusive crypto exchange. It's community owned. They offer 180 fiat options, 40 plus payment methods, 22 of the top cryptocurrencies. More of those are being added constantly on a very easy to use peer-to-peer trading platform. With security being such a big subject, I suppose, at the moment in exchanges, LCS's features of security that they've implemented are great, just to keep everyone as safe as possible, like the trading escrow system they use, 2FA, text and email verifications can all be enabled on your account. A trader rating system as well, so you can see who you're trading with, see what their history's been. All the funds, if they're kept on the platform, you can rest assured that 95% of those funds are kept in cold storage. Look, that's a great feature. But look, I suppose the diamond in the centre of this project is the 100% of profits made from the fees on the exchange are paid back to the community in the form of dividends. They're paid quarterly. The dividends are made up of the tokens on the exchange. So you can keep a portion of each token, up to 22 currencies currently, or trade them. Great way to build a portfolio, if you ask me, of coins over time that, you know, you might not necessarily have bought or held or whatever. So you get your dividends and they're made up of each coin's fees from that quarter, if that makes sense, I hope. Essentially, the shares, they're earning you a passive income every quarter you get your payout. So LCS also has a low, you know, amount of coins, total supply, a small but growing dedicated core team, and marketing plan to start with the hard launch. If you add all this coming together with the referral program, the potential to earn crypto is real with, you know, Local Coin Swap investment. But the best thing about LCS in my mind is definitely 100% the community. The LCS community is so open, diverse, and 100% the best community I've ever come across, bar none. I know I bang on about it, the old LCS community, but genuinely, there's nothing else like it out there. So guys, I see a massive future for LCS. This really is only the beginning for the exchange. So I want to say congratulations to Nathan and Daniel and the dev team. All the long hours are about to change peer-to-peer trading forever. Well done. Also, to Penelope, our marketing manager, and DZ, LCS content writer, you guys are smashing it. Can't wait to see it all go out into the public to be seen. Kevin, our relationship manager and community manager, getting those deals done, building partnerships, it's vital. Valeria, our community manager in Russia, your tireless efforts are amazing. Also want to shout out to the ambassador team, putting the word out of LCS and, you know, assisting the community for what they need. Love of the project is what it's done for, and it really makes the community special, having those ambassadors putting time in all the time. It's really good. Well, that sounded like an Oscar speech at the end there, but whoops, oh well. I think you guys get the message. I'm pretty bullish on LCS. And some, you know, big week ahead, and good luck to everyone involved, because I really think it's going to be massive. I'm not going to tell anyone, you know, what projects they should and shouldn't invest in. I will say I have invested in LCS, as you know, but it's become more than an investment for me, the dollars. It's very, I'm very passionate about the success and what LCS stands for the crypto community. LocalCoinSwap.com, sign up to the platform. No KYC required either, so keep that in mind if you want to keep things private. Just see how easy peer-to-peer can be. Join up, Telegram community, ask questions, you know, experience it for yourself. I'll be astonished if you don't want to be part of the LCS community, to be honest. And it won't be too far away. We'll have someone in from, you know, the team at LCS to explain how everything works in a little bit more depth. Now, for the announcement of the winner of our crypto giveaway and spot on this podcast. It was run on Twitter, had lots of entries. Now, I had my rig run an algorithm with the entries and randomly verify a winner. But I didn't have enough gas in my account, so I couldn't get it sent back to me. That was a crypto joke. So, put the names in a shoebox. Pulled out a name. Without further ado, well done to Yusuf.uu, or Yusuf Hassan Qureshi. I hope I got that right. Winner of a sum of crypto and opportunity to come on the show. I'll get in contact with him on Twitter and have a chat about anything you want crypto. I'll put it up on Telegram and Twitter as well. So thank you to everyone for entering. Your support is appreciated. Well done to Yusuf. If you haven't already, jump on Twitter, at CryptoMadeEasy2, follow, add us to your podcast library, CryptoMadeEasy podcast. You can find us on Telegram, CryptoMadeEasy, and hope you've enjoyed the show. A little bit of a longer episode than usual, but thanks for listening and talk soon.